Hans grinned and made a gesture and was lifted off his feet by a burst of swirling air.
You are so...
Dale was thrown into the air as the staff came out of seemingly nowhere and hit his lower legs from the side, then whipped around and slammed him into the ground hard enough to make him bounce.
Situational awareness, you stupid twit.
Dale's moon elf instructor leaned over his fallen student and then immediately vanished into thin air. Dead silence hovered for a moment as Dale slowly got to his feet.
Oh.
He coughed into his hand and a bit of blood flecked out as he had bitten into his tongue as he had hit the ground.
Right. Hey guys, my combat instructor will be testing me constantly now. So, yay.
That's who you've been training with? But he hates humans.
It shows.
He's still here. Don't say anything you will regret.
Adam gestured to another corner of the room. The dark elf reappeared, pointing a dagger-like finger at the cleric.
You will not give away my position in the future, or I will consider you a hindrance to my training methods. This training is not for you, but I could include you.
Once again, the dark elf disappeared.
Sorry, Dale. You're on your own. It's too bad. I really liked you.
Dale's eyes darted around. He didn't know it, but this type of encroaching paranoia was exactly what the elf wanted to see.
Don't talk about me like I'm already dead. Come on, let's go.